A signature win to kick off 2020. It's Locked On Cardinals, presented by Pepsi, made for football watching. This season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch the season. Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi. Made for football watching. Oh, man, we have so much to get into on this Monday edition of the podcast. DeAndre Hopkins, did he exceed expectations on Sunday? And did the defense show enough yesterday for the Cardinals to contend in 2020? Plus, where the Arizona Cardinals need to improve after going 1-0. It's Bo Brock. Give me a follow on Twitter at Bob Brack. Follow my co-host Alex Clancy at Clancy's Corner. Follow the show at Locked On AZ Cards. Alex, at some points, I was speechless. I told you on Friday I had fallen down on both knees begging to win this game and upset 49ers fans, and that's exactly what happened.
It feels so good.
It does. This is the best feeling in, 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, just for a couple of reasons. Like, a little insight into Bo and my interaction yesterday. There was a lot of screaming on my side. And it wasn't like elation only. It was, as you said, it was 3 years of built up, pent up Steve Wilks, Josh Rosen, Carson Palmer breaking his arm in London in week 8 in 2017, David Johnson breaking his wrist in week 1 of 2017, into Steve Wilks, Sam Bradford, Mike Glennon, into Josh Rosen getting his first ever NFL action with 2.5 minutes left at home against Chicago, down a score. David Johnson getting pulled because he missed a blocking scheme the play before, and on third down he was out of the game. Like, it's been such a journey, and it's nice to have something happen where, first of all, you didn't really expect it. Like, DeAndre Hopkins, again, if you listen to this podcast, I've been watching DeAndre Hopkins since he got drafted. I absolutely love him. And you finally got to see what a top-flight wide receiver looked like. Now, Larry Fitzgerald has been great. He's not a top-flight wide receiver anymore. The one thing that could catapult a good young quarterback into the stratosphere is a top-flight wide receiver with an offensive scheme that caters to the top flight wide receiver. And we saw that against arguably the best defense in the NFL from last season coming into this season. So yeah, it was a pretty good day.
What you described was basically escaping a situation where you were under Stockholm syndrome. Like, we finally broke free. We finally escaped. We no longer lived in a reality where we had to feel any like affection for our captors, the Arizona Cardinals being a bad football team, and being in the house fire, sitting there at the table saying everything is fine. We no longer had to do that. We didn't have to shine up this pig. It was legitimately solid football by the Arizona Cardinals, and that's the Arizona Cardinals pulling off the upset of NFL opening week, and that's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm your host, Bo Brock, along with Alex Clancy. Now, you mentioned it, their new star wideout had a career day, which is pretty exceptional considering how good he's been already. And the defense showed up, and your young quarterback engineered not one, Alex, but two go-ahead touchdown drives.
Yeah. I mean, offensively, I think the only little bug that you could take away from yesterday was the lack of the official run game, like in a vacuum running game from your running backs. Kyler Murray scampering, rushing for over 100 yards, double-edged sword. You know, it was nice to see that his quickness and speed was still there after a full offseason of tape watching by Robert Saleh and the 49ers. And he was still elusive, and he still went down maybe two to five steps before he should have every time to maintain him keeping his head physically and mentally. But a lot of what we saw yesterday was, it seemed like jazz. It seemed like syncopation, and it wasn't a box dance where everybody knew what the next step was going to be. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with you. And at the end of the day, I mean, you talk about the rushing attack where it came out and the offense was completely stagnant to start this game. And I think it's because they wanted to show everybody their shiny new toys. It didn't work. But at the end of the day, they had 180 yards on the ground. Most of that was Kyler Murray. But look, Cliff Kingsbury coached Arizona Cardinals are now 5-1 when they rush for over 150 yards, 180 yesterday. But let's talk about it. It looked like the Niners were going to pick up where they left off in 2019, and it was going to be a long day for the Arizona Cardinals. The Niners, they jumped out to a 10-0 lead. They had the big touchdown by Raheem Mostert, sprung for a 76-yard catch and run. The offense, as we mentioned, slow out of the gates. The defense, they started to settle in, and they forced the three and out. The big play on special teams kind of swung the momentum with a blocked punt. It wasn't the exclamation point. We'll get to that in a minute. But Kyler Murray and that offense capitalized immediately, struck pay dirt, 10-yard touchdown, catch and run by Chase Edmonds. Cardinals back in the game at 10-7. Now, that defense, Alex, and you and I, as you mentioned, we were going back and forth on this, on just texting. The defining moment was a few series later, the huge goal line stand where three key free agent additions, Jordan Phillips, Devondre Campbell, and Devon Kennard, all contributed into stopping Mostert just centimeters from the end zone. Huge momentum turn for the game and for the Cardinals.
It felt really good to see, and this was, yes, the fourth and nothing from the goal line stop was great. We saw Jordan Phillips, Devondre Campbell immediately in the backfield. Immediately when the game started, there were a couple. I think there was one big run to start the game by Mostert, not the catch and go, but Devondre Campbell was in the backfield two out of the first four plays, and there was a tackle for loss. It wasn't by him, but it was by somebody surrounding him. And Jordan Phillips, you could see immediately there was an actual push from over the center and between the A gap, which is something we did not see at all last year. And then obviously, yes, Devon Kennard with the perfectly timed stop of the running back for San Francisco. That you're right. That was the pivot. That was the change of the game, because the Cardinals don't make stops like that.
Right.
No, you know how many third downs, like, that's the thing that we've had to deal with for so long as media members. Cause yes, this impacts us too. We want to be positive also, damn it. Was the inability for the defense to get off the field on third downs. Didn't matter if it was third and 10, third and 15. They could not get off the field in third downs, and they were able to yesterday.
San Francisco and Arizona then traded field goals before half, went into the locker room with the Niners leading 13-10. But that offense was pretty stagnant after that, both squads. The Cardinals, they forced Jimmy G into some poor throws, but the 49ers quarterback, I mean, he was just short on playmaking wide receivers, just completing four passes to wideouts all game. But, I mean, the Niners offense had 166 yards in the first quarter, and then the Cards defense only gave up 200 for the next three. So they settled in. You know, Buda Baker, he had the hit on George Kittle late in the first half. He seemed hobbled for the rest of the way. He had four catches, 44 yards. And then late in the third quarter, that's when the offense, they woke up. Kyler Murray goes 3-for-5, 32 yards, three rushes, 30 yards, including a 22-yard scramble to the end zone, capping a 14-play, 94-yard drive. The Cardinals took their first lead of the season, 17-13, with just 10 minutes left in the contest. But then, like, just like last season, a go-ahead Kyler 20-yard touchdown rush was answered by the 49ers, a touchdown of their own. Jordan Hicks, the big pass interference call on third down on that drive. And also, it wiped out the Chris Banjo pick. And then the third down, Jerick McKinnon walks in on a Jimmy Garoppolo touchdown pass to regain the lead at 2017. Cardinals could have folded there, but they didn't. We saw Kyler Murray in the offense once again answer. He connected with DeAndre Hopkins, your new weapon, who showed up. 34-yard touchdown. Officials wiped out the TD, but the ball was on the one-yard line. Kenyon Drake punches it in. Kyler, Nook, they make the big play. DeAndre Hopkins, 14 catches, 151 yards. Cardinals regain the lead, 24-20. Can the defense muster up a final stop? San Francisco dinks and dunks, easily in the Cardinals' territory before the defensive secondary forces four straight incompletions, including the final two from Byron Murphy.
Thank you, Jimmy Garoppolo, for being the best defensive player the Cardinals had on that last drive. The fact that Kendrick Bourne wasn't able to do a river dance and then catch the ball in the back of the end zone was insane. The fact that he underthrew that ball like he was throwing it with his left hand. Kendrick Bourne was wide open in the back of the end zone. The play directly before, I think it was directly before Byron Murphy on fourth down breaking up the play, as you mentioned. It hit Patrick Peterson in the dome. As he was trying, he put his arms up, hit him in the back, hit him in the head. That was the defining play, because that's what, again, over the last couple seasons, a solid, if that's Russell Wilson, that's a touchdown the Cardinals lose.
Right.
You know, so yes, there is a little bit of luck involved, but the defense, all in all, gave up 20 points. If you average giving up 20 points a game in this day and age of the NFL, you're going to win more games than you lose, especially with one being, I guess you can call it, if you want to be nice, a quote-unquote broken play where Isaiah Simmons looked at the quarterback and Raheem Mostert was gone. That's 13 points that they gave up the rest of the game. I mean, that's a win.
Yeah. Cardinals came up. Their defense came up with the big stop. Kyler Murray, 7 for 10, 70 yards passing, 33, you know, including the 33-yard pass to Nick Hopkins, rushed for 45 yards and a touchdown in crunch time. It was a signature win for the Arizona Cardinals to open up the 2020 season. They're 1-0. Coming up next, it's the Washington football team who shocked the Philadelphia Eagles in week one. For more Arizona Cardinals news, information, make sure you're following, subscribe to the Locked On Cardinals podcast. Coming up next, I mean, we talked about him, but did DeAndre Hopkins, did he exceed those expectations? Is anybody crying about the loss of David Johnson any longer? Let's get into it. It's Bo, it's Alex, it's Locked On Cardinals. Yesterday was glorious. I didn't even have to leave my couch. Thanks to DoorDash. It's the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering? Easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, choose your food, and it'll be left safely outside your door with the new contactless deliver drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, Cheesecake Factory, many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. DoorDash deliveries are now contactless to keep communities they operate in safe. Right now, our listeners get $5 off and a zero delivery fee on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code LOCKEDON, one word. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter LOCKEDON. Don't forget, that's code LOCKEDON for $5 off. You're done for $5 off. You're talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually, we just brush it off, blame ourselves, and saying things like, I lost my mojo, or avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it's easy to talk about. With real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, it's safe, and it's totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. And if medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process, straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to Roman.com/lockedon to complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete the online visit today. Connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to Roman.com/lockedonNFL today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/lockedonNFL. GetRoman.com/lockedonNFL. There was one moment yesterday where I thought I needed to call Santa Clara PD and report a murder. Did you see the play where Trent Williams absolutely blew up? Was it Jordan Hicks or was it Devondre Campbell?
I think it was Jordan Hicks, but I need to double check. Yes.
It looked like he got hit by a bus. It was insane. Just absolute, just, we witnessed a murder. I'm surprised whoever was able to continue in that game. Arizona Cardinals, though, pull out the victory, 24-20. DeAndre Hopkins, 14 catches, a career high, 151 yards. I mean, it was just, he was every bit of the truth in yesterday's season opener.
You know, yeah, he was, and you could see it more on the run, but Bo, the Cardinals defense was in the backfield a lot.
Yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, were you more surprised by DeAndre? I mean, I don't think anybody was surprised by the performance from DeAndre Hopkins. So, I mean, I guess I'll put it like this. Were you, DeAndre Hopkins being exactly who he said he was and who we thought he was, or this defense being a defense that could go out there and make stops, keep a football team in the game that we haven't been able to see the last three seasons.
So who is more surprising?
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins, the numbers he put up with receptions and everything?
Yeah.
I'd still say the defense because we don't know what the ceiling. Well, put it this way. We know what the floor is for DeAndre Hopkins. We don't know what the floor is for this defense.
Well, I mean, for
it doesn't matter what the ceiling is at this point for the defense. We need to know what the floor is.
Right. And we'll see. I mean, because this was a defense also, and it could have been a lot on the shoulder of Jimmy G. Or let's just call him James Garoppolo. I don't think he deserves a cool nickname like Jimmy G any longer because he really can't throw the football downfield. He's not like a cool, trendy quarterback any longer. The blueprint is out there how to beat the Niners, and that's by forcing Jimmy Garoppolo to become the main source of points. But the Niners were 2 of 11 on third down, and that's a huge testament to this defense. The Cardinals were 7 for 14 on third down, including 3 of 4 passing to DeAndre Hopkins. Third down. I mean, that was a big bugaboo for the Cardinals for the last two seasons.
Yeah. And well, yes, because Larry Fitzgerald was their third down back. I mean, third down target. Christian Kirk had a brief moonlighting of doing that early last season. But DeAndre Hopkins, in this day and age of the NFL, I'd much rather have your best receiver be a possession receiver than just be a home run threat. Like, you look at what makes Michael Thomas so great is he runs past the first down line, turns around, finds a hole, catches the ball. He's not trying to beat the safeties over the top for a bomb every time like Antonio Brown was so good at. That's what made Antonio Brown so great. He was a possession receiver, but he could also burn everybody. DeAndre Hopkins is not fast. DeAndre Hopkins finds holes, turns around, catches the ball, gets first downs. And he can sometimes break what we saw. He broke two tackles for long run after the catches yesterday. So, I mean, you have your best receiver is also your possession receiver. So, yeah, he's going to be the third down guy that everybody looks at too. And at some point, defenses will catch up. They'll double him, and that'll open up the whole other side of the offense. So this is a win-win across the board.
As far as the offense is concerned, where do you think they need to improve going into next week? They're facing
other receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, Bo, it's fun now. And listen, this is the one podcast where we can just, like, be excited, sugarcoat everything. There were some transgressions last night. They didn't play perfectly, and we talked about it. The majority of it was on the defense. But in the first half, the offense didn't look good. You know, the offense, Zane Gonzalez missed two field goals, even though they were longer, and, you know, he made the 56-yarder, which I think was the fourth longest in Cardinals history. So who cares? You know, whatever. But the rest, Christian Kirk, is he on the Cardinals? I thought he was supposed to be a breakout guy this year. Larry Fitzgerald had a couple catches. Chase Edmonds looked good out of the backfield catching the ball. But I think to spring DeAndre Hopkins at some point, they're going to have to throw a lot more to the backs if they're going to check down. Both Chase Edmonds and Kenyon Drake are going to have to keep this offense more fluid than it was yesterday, aside from just throwing the ball to DeAndre Hopkins because he was able to get open.
Yeah, seeing some more diversity from this offense and more balance. I mean, 180 yards, as I mentioned, on the ground. So at the end of the day, not too bad. But, you know, they came up. I like the what you said with Jazz. I think that fits this game and where it wasn't. It didn't go as scripted. It wasn't just like a flow with it. But at the end of the day, you came away like, okay, I loved it. I loved every second of it. And it didn't make sense, especially to somebody like myself. But at the end of the day, look, it was beautiful. And you're looking at a Cardinals W that they weren't supposed to get right out of the gates against a division foe. Kyler Murray, 26 for 40, 230 yards to the air. The touchdown pass to Chase Edmonds immediately. Let me say this, and you mentioned the special teams. Jeff Rogers was the lone holdover from that 2018 coaching staff, and he's been fantastic the last couple seasons for them. Like, the only guy that you could really count on is that special teams, you know, whether it's, you know, Dennis Gardeck or Trent Sherfield, and Chase Edmonds had a big return yesterday. The block, I mean, I'm really satisfied with Jeff Rogers and what his group is doing for this team on a week-to-week basis.
Me too.
I mean, it's a good point. It's shocking that this team, after that 2018 season where they go 3-13, and their only two wins were over the San Francisco 49ers. Now, Kyle Shanahan, by the way, drops to 2-5 against the Arizona Cardinals in his career. George Kittle's 1-5 against the Arizona Cardinals when he's on the field, just to point that out. But the Arizona Cardinals, the lone holdover from the franchise encyclopedia that they wanted to rip out, Jeff Rogers has done his job and exceeded all those expectations. So I just wanted to point that out. Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Give us a follow on Twitter at Clancy's Corner, at Bob Rack, at Locked On AZ Cards. Let's just wrap this thing up a little bit more as far as the defense and where the Cardinals potentially need to improve before welcoming the Washington football team to Glendale in week two. Let's get into it. Let me tell you about the best tasting protein bar ever, Built Bar. The new improved Built Bar is even more delicious-er, if that's a word, than before. 18 now amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors. 6 new flavors to go with the OG flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, are you kidding me? Carrot cake, apple almond crisp. All bars covered in 100% chocolate, soft, easy to chew. Built Bar, it's great for the health-conscious person because they're so healthy. Lose, maintain weight while indulging in this delicious treat. Bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but high in protein, so you can pack on that muscle, high in fiber as well. It's great for the keto diet. Flavor profile for the peanut butter bar. 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. Right now, go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order. That's just by using the promo code LOCKEDON for 10 bucks off at BuiltBar.com. I love seeing the locker room, post-game locker room, where Cliff Kingsbury gave DeAndre Hopkins a game ball. Not only did D-Hop take the football, but he made like a little makeshift speech like, hey, we still have a long ways to go. There's going to be a lot of hard work put in. I just like normally you see the coach hand off the game ball to the player and then he smiles and you know holds it up for the crew. But DeAndre Hopkins really taking a leadership role and mentioned like how he felt like this is a special group. And coming from DeAndre Hopkins, who's played for a bunch of talented Texans teams before coming into the desert, that's just exciting.
Yeah. That post-game video was awesome because he knew. I mean, what he said was he knew something was special here when he got here. And that's, but sometimes teams can get away with being a collection of top tier talent and winning that way. But more times than not across sports, you have to be a close knit group and win and like each other and trust each other. And it seems like that's what they're building here in Phoenix, which seriously changes every. I mean, it changes the landscape of this franchise from when they were in Chicago. I mean, this has been a much maligned franchise ever since its inception, pretty much. I know they won a championship, you know, 7 decades ago or whatever it was. But look at Cleveland. You know how much more talent Cleveland has? Maybe before the Cardinals got DeAndre Hopkins. How much talent that team has? That's a collection of talent that wears the same jersey. The Cardinals are a team, and we're starting to see that more and more. And with DeAndre Hopkins buying in like that immediately, like it's like a we're not worthy Wayne's World situation from what we've come from.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, as much as I'm excited about DeAndre Hopkins, I'm excited about this defense. I mean, it's at one point yesterday, late in that contest, Alex, I was like, the Cardinals, the offense might not be able to get this one figured out and find the end zone here. I think they eventually did. It was one of the go-ahead scoring drives. But I was confident that if they had to put the defense back on the field enough, you know, while they were chasing points, there was renewed confidence in this group that I haven't had for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're down, like, one thing that we talked about last week was I was like, I kind of want to have Kyler, have them be down 4 with 2 minutes left and see the 2 minute drill. I was thinking about that. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll take a lead here because they scored and because Kyler Murray, as you mentioned earlier in the podcast, he's able to take it into his own hands in a way that other running quarterbacks can't necessarily associate with. Because again, Kyler Murray is a pass first quarterback who's able to run. It's so different than guys from the past that are, one, one receiver in the progression. Nope, I'm gone. That's not what we're looking at here. And that's what keeps the defense more honest than other quarterbacks that you know, that run first or run close to first. And that 22-yard touchdown run, that's next-level offense. That's not in the offensive playbook. Cliff Kingsbury's offense is going to be good, but Kyler Murray's skill set is what's going to take it to another level. And you're right. I mean, the fact that the Cardinals offense stayed in a game like this on the road against the NFC champion last year, it's not something that's in our vocabulary over the last 700 or 800 days.
Right.
You know, it's not something we're used to. So you're totally right.
And there is one testament that I want to give before we get out of here to Cliff Kingsbury and where his team is. Now, it was also Larry Fitzgerald and DeAndre Hopkins making this possible. But at the end of the first half, and we haven't mentioned this yet, DeAndre Hopkins makes a catch with a rolling clock with about 15 seconds left. And Larry Fitzgerald immediately gets his attention and gets him on the ball. And the Arizona Cardinals are able to spike the football with only a few seconds remaining. They're able to get that field goal before the half ends. I think that was a testament to how this team, how well it's coached early on, how focused he had his players. And that's that. I got to give credit to Cliff Kingsbury in his offense for having the awareness to make that happen.
I mean, my joke of the day, Bo, if at Bob Rack on Twitter, had a couple gems yesterday. mine was, and I got 2 likes, so I'm happy about it, was Larry Fitzgerald was harnessing his old school ball boy days when he was a ball boy for the Minnesota Vikings when he was a kid. I mean, that was full on ball boy move.
It was
almost like a glitch in a video game where a receiver catches a ball, gets tackled, and then just like gets moved over by a glitch in the game right to the center of the field. It was magic.
It was
great.
It was, and it was huge. I mean, at the end of the day, they win by 4. They got 3 points out of that play, but I think it was it continued to swing the momentum that the Niners had in the first quarter into the Cardinals' favor going into the locker room. They were going to get the football on offense to start the second half. Sure, they didn't really get any points out of that, but I think that kept them within striking distance. They knew that they could rely. They didn't have to like really stress at all after that moment, and that was all to Cliff Kingsbury's coaching, Larry Fitzgerald, of course, his former ball boy days for the Minnesota Vikings. Alex, I'm going to go back. I'm going to like that tweet just because it deserves more recognition. But make sure you're following Locked On Cardinals on Twitter during game days, at @LockedOnAZCards, at Clancy's Corner, and at Bob Rack for more gems like that. Tomorrow we get into it. We turn the page on this victory. We start to look at the Washington football team that also had a shocking first week victory, and they showed something that should have the Arizona Cardinals offense on high alert, a very dangerous defense that gets to the quarterback. We'll start to break that down. In the meantime, have a great rest of your Monday. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. It's Locked On Cardinals.